This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Headline offers, Danny Ings to score and Burnley to win is 6-1. And Harry Kane, who else? Him to score and Tottenham to win in the market at 3-1. And Derek, Tottenham suddenly the saviours of English football with Harry Kane and Andros Townsend both playing their parts against Italy. And the hype surrounding Kane in particular has gone into overdrive recently. I saw one paper that said he combines the finishing of Shearer with the all-round game of Sheringham. It's a guy that's only played twice for England.
Well, I'll tell you what he does do. In playing style, he reminds me of Peter Witt. In interview style, he reminds me of Peter Beardsley. he's not the greatest interviewer, is he, of all time? I thought he was a bit, against Italy, I thought he looked a bit out of his depth, to be honest. But, you know, it's allowed, and you're pretty much your debut for England. I wouldn't damn him with that. Again, this is one of these games. It was one a few weeks ago when I think Tottenham went to, was it QPR? And they were like evens or odds against. And I thought, well, if Arsenal went there, it'd be like 2-5. And it's similar here. I know Burnley have got a bit more about them than QPR, but 6-5 Tottenham, I'm having it all day long. It's got to be. I think they played Burnley a few times already this season. They won 2 and drawn 1, played in the cup games, didn't they, in early January. I don't see why Tottenham are as big as 6-5 here against a team that will very, very likely go down.
Burnley have only scored, Lee, 14 goals at home this season. Only got 2 in their last 5 as well. I looked at this and thought it would be difficult for Burnley to keep pace with Tottenham in this match.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good matchup of the two strikers, isn't it? Danny Ings, who probably should have scored in the under-21s in the week against Harry Kane. Obviously, Harry Kane, the leading English scorer in the division. And I think the hype's probably justified at the minute. I'm not a big one for hype, but I think, you know, look at what he's done this season. He's come from nowhere and he's just been brilliant.
He has.
You know, he scored for his country 70 seconds into his debut. You can't ask much more of him, can you? The only game really probably where he's not shone was the League Cup final, and not many of the Tottenham players shone, to be honest with you. He's now second favourite to become the PFA Player of the Year with William Hill, isn't he? He's 2-1 now against Eden Hazard's 10-11.
Hazard is a certainty.
Do you think so, Derek?
Oh, just nailed on. Absolutely nailed
on.
He
should win it, but I don't know.
I'm leaning towards Kane. just for me, it's a snowball effect, isn't it? And you see all these Premier League players tweeting day in, day out about how impressive Harry Kane's been. I think Kane might get it at 2-1. I don't think he should, Derek, but I just think he might.
Yeah.
Well, we said before, I remember we talked about Kane when he was a big price, and only one Chelsea player has ever won that. And there is a general feeling in the game that people don't particularly like Chelsea, the footballers who vote for this thing. But anyway, on the Sheringham Shearer thing, I was actually doing an event with Les Ferdinand, who, I know Tim Sherwood gets all the credit for inventing Harry Kane, but actually Les Ferdinand was the attacking coach at the time, so he worked with him close. And he said, I asked him about the Sheringham Shearer thing, is everyone getting carried away? And he said, I'm not sure about the Sheringham side of it, but he said he hits the ball exactly the same as Shearer. Bear in mind that he played with him.
Yep.
You know, and Tim Sherwood obviously played with Shearer as well, didn't he, and Sheringham. But he said the way he strikes the ball is identical. And what he said about him is he said the reason he's doing so well is that, and people are warming to him and he's getting such a good reaction, is that he's hungry. He said, you see so few players in the game now who are hungry. You know, and he named Defoe and Adebayor, who he obviously worked with as well. And he said, like, they're just lazy. They just don't want it enough. Whereas Harry Kane wants it. Mm. And he said, you're so few English players coming through. No one's like him. You know, everyone thinks they're a superstar before they've even hit the first team. He said, and he's not like that at all. He'll graft and graft and graft. He said he'll go back into the reserves now if he had to for, you know, a month, and if that was what had happened. On this game, I'm struggling a little bit, I must admit. I mean, I get Derek's point on the price of Tottenham. I mean, why should they be odds against at Burnley? But it kind of worries me, Derek. It's like the bookies have got me, you know what I mean? They've lured me in, and now I can't quite make my mind up as to whether I should back them or not. But this is a seventh-place team with all those striking options against a team in the bottom three who aren't really doing an awful lot. So I think I'll go for Tottenham, and I think I'll stick Harry Kane in there as well. Why not? I mean, 3-1 for the best striker at the moment in the Premier League at Burnley. I don't see why that's not a good bet.
It does look a good headline offer.
And it's landed a few times already, hasn't it? So 3-1, Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win. I'll take advantage of that.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.